This month, we're taking you to the cutting edge of synchrotron science, as we explore Diamond's new imaging and coherence beamline, where X-rays will soon allow scientists to see with greater clarity than ever before. The beamline goes into operation in October for use across a wide range of scientific disciplines. Graham Morrison chaired the user working group for the beamline, and he explained just why the imaging offered is so unique.
There are three ways in which images can be formed, and X-ray imaging has been a long-established technique ever since Röntgen discovered X-rays at the end of the 19th century. But the three principal ways are to form a shadow projection, you know, like a hospital radiograph, where you simply have a parallel beam of X-rays going through the sample and you get absorption by certain areas, and so you get areas of light and dark. A more sophisticated method is to use some form of lens, and with X-rays that is already a challenge because X-ray lenses are quite difficult to fabricate. With a lens in place in the beam path, effectively you can get magnification. And so instead of just getting a life-size image or a one-to-one image the way you would normally with projection, you can get a magnified image of the object you're looking at. And the third way that's newly being developed and explored over the last few years is a process known as coherent diffraction imaging, where essentially you don't try and form an image directly. What you record is the diffraction pattern from the object, and then you use computer algorithms to try and reconstruct the image from the diffraction data that you've recorded. Now, because that doesn't involve any form of lens in the beam path, it means that you're not limited in the same way that you are when you're using lens by the technical capabilities of the lens. And so in principle, you can get much better resolution from those reconstructions, but it does depend on the reliability of the algorithms that are used for that process.
And this latter process then, using diffraction patterning, that's what the new imaging and coherence beamline at Diamond will be taking on.
The imaging coherence branch is intended to do both conventional imaging and to use this new approach of coherent diffraction imaging, as it's called. And so there are two branches on the beamline I-13. One branch, the imaging branch, obviously, will do the shadow projection imaging, which is a very straightforward technique and can yield very useful information. It allows you to look at samples with a big field of view, so that means you can look at perhaps millimeter-sized objects.
But this new beamline, it does have two branches. It has the imaging and the coherence. And what, I guess, is quite different or unique about the coherence side of things?
The coherent diffraction imaging branch, which is the if you can record the diffraction pattern successfully and then use these computer algorithms to reconstruct the image, that will take you down to about 5 nanometers, which is much higher than you can achieve with any focusing optic. And so, again, it allows you to address a new range of samples or get new information about samples that is not currently readily achievable. But traditionally, until now or until very recently, that's been limited. But a new method that's been developed in the last few years, known as tichography, developed principally by John Rodenberg at the University of Sheffield, has allowed the coherent diffraction method to be extended to look at much larger areas of sample. And the idea is that you illuminate, produce a spot of X-rays on the sample, you've recorded a diffraction pattern from that area, and then you step the spot over the sample so that each successive diffraction pattern comes from an overlapping area of the sample. And it turns out that if you do that, then the methods of reconstructing the image data from the diffraction pattern works much better and converges more quickly to a reliable answer. And so this allows you to get lensless imaging of samples at very high spatial resolution and also to look at extended areas of samples. So I think the application of this sort of approach on the coherent diffraction imaging beamline will be a very important development.
How would you then just summarise the main benefits of this new beamline and the fact that it has these two branches?
In a sense, it's covering such a huge range of length scales, from the millimetre scale with the projection technique right down to the nanometre scale with the coherent diffraction and imaging and tichography. As a result, it's also going to cover a huge range of different types of sample, from sort of engineering materials down to nanomaterials. I think it's actually a beamline that will be attractive to a whole range of users.
Graham Morrison, chair of the user working group for Diamond's Imaging and Coherence Beamline.